My name is Sean Mauser, and I am the librarian at the Ann Richards School for Young Women Leaders. Being at the Ann Richards School for all of the last 10 years has pretty much been a highlight of my life. I'm excited about being here and coming here because the teachers amaze me, the kids amaze me. The absolute best part is to see the sixth graders come in and to be very shy and quiet and kind of afraid to raise their voice. And then by the time they're seniors, they're out in the middle of the gym addressing, 900 people without even batting an eye in this bold, confident voice and knowing that whatever it is that they're going to do, they're going to be okay and that they have what it takes to conquer their problems, to conquer their dreams, to do the things that they really want to do. And so that's been the best part. Seeing them grow and me growing along with them has been fabulous. I want to make sure that the kids, the library gives the kids and the teachers the tools that they need to do the things that they want to do, to achieve the dreams that they want to achieve and, to create and to make and to, explore their own talents and develop new skills. And that means being flexible and, finding ways to innovate and have new activities and new ways to use the library. I'm always looking for new ways to utilize the space and utilize the resources, and that's kind of one of the most fun parts about my job is figuring out the new things that we can do. Yeah, I want our library to be a true 21st century space in which it meets the need that you have at the point of need. The evolution of the library, it's been very organic. The most recent rearrangement, which is the most significant rearrangement that we've had since we opened, it's been in my head for 3 years, and I've wanted, ever since the maker movement came about, I've wanted a maker area in the library for, since then. And so this summer was the first time that we really had an opportunity to make it happen. And the main thing that kind of started the maker area was the sewing machines. All of the things that sewing encompasses as far as the skills that are required. So, the easy thing is hand-eye coordination. But then you've got engineering and architecture and how shapes go together. Those skills transfer to digital design. They transfer to coding. They transfer all, everything's connected. That's what I want the kids to understand is that everything that they do, whenever they learn how to do something, whatever that skill is, it's going to transfer, it's going to serve you well in something else that you have no idea. I think we're kind of a perfect storm as a school for literacy. Our English department is amazing, and they value reading, and they model reading, and they value the library. We have an administration who supports the library and values the library and invests in the library. Kids who come in who aren't readers, and I can think of one right now in sixth grade, and they come in and they tell you, I don't like to read. And every single one of us comes at them with the same message. Well, are you telling me that you have never liked a book? Well, no. Oh, so you have liked a book. Well, yeah. Okay, so it is possible that you're going to like another book. Yeah. Well, so you're telling me if you found a book in this library that you liked, you wouldn't read it because you don't like reading. Well, no, if I liked it, I would read it. So basically what you're telling me is that you're like every other reader. You want to read what you like. Well, yeah. So you're a reader. That's the way everybody is. And so it's James Patterson says there's no such thing as a kid who doesn't like to read. There are kids who are reading the wrong books. And that's true. It's just that you haven't met the book that you liked yet. You haven't figured out your, entry, your gateway into reading. You just haven't figured it out. You know, that kid in sixth grade that it was like pulling teeth to get them to read a book. And then, you know, that kid in eighth grade that every day she comes in for another book. And that's just, that's sweet. It's like the best feeling in the world. And just, you know, every time you see that kid, it makes you happy because you know that you made a difference in that kid's life because that kid is now a reader.